terms. Vice President J.D. Vance preparing to host a top administration officials this evening for what's being called a strategy session on how to best deal with the Jeffrey Epstein files. This is NBC News. President Trump is threatening to remove local control over the District of Columbia following the beating of a young man who helped lead the DOGE effort.
A D.C. police report says the incident happened Sunday morning around 3 a.m. Officers said they saw a group of about 10 teens surrounding a vehicle, assaulting a man who said he was protecting his girlfriend. As police approached, the young assailants took off on foot. Two were arrested. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Edward Korestein, who was a top DOGE staffer when the effort was led by Elon Musk. President Trump posted a picture of the bloodied man as he vowed to take federal control of the city if D.C. doesn't, quote, get its act together and quickly.
That's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Hiroshima is today marking 80 years since a U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the city, killing about 140,000 people. One 94-year-old survivor says he wants to continue sharing his story as long as he can, because soon there will be nobody left to pass on what a sad and painful experience it was. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedoed tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly three decades. Alexandria Bowley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Quay Walker is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the Packers finally have their middle linebacker, Quay Walker, back in action. The former first-round pick suffered an ankle injury last December against the Seahawks, but didn't have surgery until May.
I thought it was just a high ankle, so I thought it was just something that just was lingering on at the moment. And then I came back for OTAs and tried to do something. I just knew something wasn't feeling right. I didn't want it to, like, just to linger on throughout the season. So I was like, I think the smart idea, probably going to have surgery during OTAs and get it out of the way.
Baseball. The Brewers beat the Braves again, this time 7-2. Nothing special, just walks, stealing bases, RBIs.
We pecked away and got it done, but they left a lot of guys on base. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. Freddie made some big pitches at some big times. You know, he really did. Credit to him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. Currently, 63 degrees.
Makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care.
money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
From the movie A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles. From the TV show The Monkees, The Monkees. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop
children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. 8:12 right now, and I stepped outside for a couple of different reasons. First of all, I had to plug the meter because our studios are downtown, and that means meter money. You know, I pull up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and don't have to plug the meter, but then it kicks in at 8 o'clock. So I go out there and I'll have to move it later on, which I'll do. That's okay. I'm not beyond that. But I also wanted to check the air quality. Doesn't look as bad right now as it has been. And I don't know about you. I've caught myself clearing my throat more with all this Canadian wildfire smoke that is going all the way from Canada through Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, all the way out to the East Coast. But it doesn't look as bad today. And fingers crossed, there's a chance for a little shower activity tonight. Better chance tomorrow night. So if we can tough it out till then, we might be okay. And then Saturday night, when the Packers are playing the Jets at Lambeau, 7 p.m. start on that preseason game. Showers and storms expected for sometime Saturday. Daytime high is going to be 92. So that's the way it's shaping up in terms of air quality, at least. Thought I'd pass that along to you here at WGBW.
Milwaukee baseball was born in the Emerald City, but any ties to the Pacific Northwest were cut loose decades ago. Pella has an interesting history as well, born in Pella, Iowa, but their century-long history of crafting quality windows and doors there continues to this day. Designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance, get long-term energy savings and durability that lasts for years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order by August 31st and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations. Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. Sweet dream, baby. How long must I dream?
Dreaming, you
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Thinking this is the kind of day I'd like to take my coffee on the city deck. Thank you very much. Watch the boats go by on the Fox. After my show, of course. Laura McKenna steps in at 9 o'clock today. Then this afternoon, we just keep going with Eric Westphal.
You.
10 with the Grammys. I'm Dan Marcus. 8:30 now. Let's get you up to speed on what's going on here at WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Voting Rights Act is 60 years old today, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected, especially right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., to your municipal leader boards, and, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965.
There are some big changes for high school sports this season. Sports Director Jimmy Cuska has more.
High school sports are back, and there are plenty of changes for the upcoming school year in Wisconsin. A new policy allows for name, image, and likeness deals, meaning that high school student athletes can receive compensation for NIL. However, the new policy is extremely restrictive on who can pay a student and what products, services, or materials a student can endorse. Another new rule this year will require any spectator removed from an event to take an online sportsmanship course before being allowed back and after serving a one-game suspension.
Fall sports will begin competition this month and run through state championship events in October and November. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Sholly Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. Currently, 66 degrees.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus, suggesting you start looking for your rain parka if you're going to Saturday's Packer game against the Jets. As it's been a whole season since you've had to use it, and you're probably going to need it sometime Saturday.
Love, look at the two of us, strange.
City where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Watch my dad.
you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby.
The Animals.
You know it too.
You gotta get out of this place. But then you already knew that. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. The bass player for the Animals. Here's your trivia for the day. Next time you're playing trivia some night, some over a couple of beverages somewhere. The bass player for the Animals is the guy, Chas Chandler, is the guy who discovered Jimi Hendrix. So there's your trivia for the day. Thought I'd pass that on to you here at WGBW. If you're interested in old cars, and there's going to be a lot of them this weekend, there's a car show happening at Dorsch Ford, and it's for the benefit of families of children with cancer. It'll be raffles, you know, 50-50 raffles, bucket raffles, things like that. Starts at 10 Saturday, goes until 2. And I love those old cars. If if you see an old 64 or 65 Stingray, you know, save one for me, will you?
Milwaukee baseball was born in the Emerald City, but any ties to the Pacific Northwest were cut loose decades ago. Pella has an interesting history as well, born in Pella, Iowa, but their century-long history of crafting quality windows and doors there continues to this day. Designed with innovation and rigorously tested for quality and performance, get long-term energy savings and durability that lasts for years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Order by August 31st and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We dug holes, little foxholes, to jump into and take cover when you heard them coming. But after a few weeks, you didn't worry about it anymore. What was the point? They weren't aiming at you. They just fired the damn things. So if you were going to get hit, you were really going to get hit. That was my attitude, which I realize now was really stupid. But that's just the way it was. I don't know why I did it, but instead of jumping into a hole, I walked around with my camera, hoping to get a great picture. When sappers got into the perimeter, they would have explosive charges and satchel charges on them. A few were suicide attacks with everything strapped to their bodies. They tried to kill as many guys as they could. It seemed like that was their main mission. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
97.9 FM.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today.
Tuesday. That means Farmer's Market on Broadway starts at 3 today. WGBW.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand.
Making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
The C in rap is silent.
WGBW.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy and makes you feel happy like an old-time movie, I'll tell you.
Do you believe in magic? And I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM, WGBW. I leave you in some capable hands now. I'm done for my part of the day, but we got some big names, some well-known names lined up and ready to go for you for the rest of the day, all week long. I'm Dan Marcus in the mornings, and then it's Laura McKenna from 9 until 2. Followed by Eric Westfall from 2 until 6, and the ever-popular Peter Schwabe from 6 until 8 with Nightlight. That's today's lineup. Enjoy the rest of your day. Maybe I'll catch you at Farmer's Market, okay?
Baby, you're everything.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy ordering a halt to all funding that's used for research on any vaccines that utilize mRNA technology. Those shots, many doctors say, save millions of lives during the pandemic. Texas Republicans doing whatever they can to force out-of-state Democrats to vote on new congressional maps. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Well aware of his party's narrow majority in Congress and the midterms approaching, President Trump is now arguing Republicans are entitled to more seats in Texas simply because he won the state.
I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
But the congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census.
And this is a mid-decade census. Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing today she's running for governor of Tennessee. Smoke from Canadian wildfires still making air quality poor in the U.S. This is ABC News. Over the past several hours, five countries have airdropped a total of 107 aid.